This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today we continue with part 4 of a message from Luke 6, where Jesus made the dramatic claim that he was the Lord of the Sabbath. We mentioned that the Sabbath was the most sacred institution in the life of the Jew of the day, and for Jesus to say, "I'm the Lord of that," was no small thing. He not only made that claim, "I'm the Lord of the Sabbath," he healed a man with a withered hand. Perhaps from disuse atrophy, he healed that man of a withered hand on the Sabbath, and people looked for reasons to accuse him. Let's continue with part 4 today. And the word, again, interested in word meanings, it said completely restored. I wanted to know, what does the word restored mean? And I found out in the Greek it means this: reconstituted. Jesus took a man's hand that had been shriveled by time and atrophy, and he reconstituted, he rebuilt it from the inside. And listen carefully, that's a parable of what he wants to do in your life. You see, you may have a shriveled hand, but the Lord wants to restore your heart. You may have a shriveled foot, a shriveled leg, but the Lord wants to reconstitute your spirit and your life and work a miracle in your life. And did you know that the word restoration is used so many times we forget that even in Psalm 23, "He restoreth my soul." Psalm says that "I may have troubles in life, many and bitter, but you, Lord, restore my soul." Galatians talks about what we're to do if we catch someone in a sin. It doesn't say hit them over the head with the Bible. It doesn't say wag your finger in their face. It says restore them gently. Restore them gently. Jesus Christ is in the restoration business. The church is to be in the restoration business. You and I are to be in the restoration business. Job 22:23 says, "If you return to the Lord, you will be restored." Some of you need to return to the Lord. We see that every day, people coming back to the Lord. People deciding to get serious about their relationship with the Lord. I call it being restored, reconstituted by no one less than Jesus Christ himself. I like to listen to talk radio in the car. And one of the most dramatic stories I've ever heard on National Public Radio was a story about teenage arsonists. The reporter did a feature research on arsonists who are teenagers. And they interviewed various teenagers who get a kick, they get a rush from starting fires. And the one anecdotal story I remember is a 16-year-old girl who would go into restaurants, fast food restaurants like Wendy's or KFC or whatever, and she would go in the restroom and she would take a match and she would set the trash can on fire and get a kick from this. And she said something very insightful. She said, "I've learned that you have about a 30-second window when you start a fire. 30 seconds, I have 30 seconds to decide to put that fire in that trash can out, and after 30 seconds," she said, "it's too late. The fire decides what it's going to do. I have a 30-second window to decide," and she described how that she got this big emotional, physical rush of adrenaline during the 30 seconds, weighing whether or not I should put it out. You know, the thought occurred to me that there are people who've had 30-second windows in their own lives that were defining moments in their lives. Some of you can think back, something you did, something you said, something you decided in a 30-second window change the course of your life for good or for bad. For you see, a defining moment can also be what you don't say, what you don't do, and what you don't decide in a situation can change your life as well.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.